put on my shorts and air out my nethers. It's the Idle Fantasy podcast and it's pretty warm.
It's summer style.
It's summer style.
It's always summer. It's been summer for so long. And I would like to address this, actually.
Okay. No, yeah, it's going for it. Yeah, yeah.
I think, look, I know that we record more prolifically in the heat and we did go away during the darker months. But whichever one of you out there is made some pact or bargain with the sun god,
yeah,
can you? We promise, if the heat wave stops, we'll continue recording.
Is that now? Is that what we have to promise?
Yes, yes. I'll promise that in a trice.
Listen, it's because we ate all of Helios's cows when we got shipwrecked.
I was
going to
make that joke.
Oh! Zach's got my back.
Yeah, classical.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I thought we were going to talk about Ra.
No.
Was it Ra the sun god?
Yep.
Yeah, but a different
god. Different
sun god.
Different sun god, yeah.
Or are they all the same sun god from Atlantis?
Well, that's the question. That's the question we'll be answering this week. We're talking about Lemuria, or the continent of Mu, as it was once known.
Yes, okay. And what have you got after to follow that up?
They had a sun god.
Okay. If you were, okay, I'm going to give you all a god. You're quite a low key character.
100%. There's not even like a question.
And
you low-key.
This guy, as a real person, this guy would definitely fuck a horse.
100%.
And have his
they're pointing at me
tied
by the way.
To a goat.
Yeah, bull tied to a goat.
And okay. Give birth to a wolf.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. We were at a party together recently where you called me Hermes, and I thought that was actually nice.
Herm pads is big Hermes energy.
Yeah.
Well, actually. But in the sense that Hermes was a little bit mischievous, but he was also, and I don't mean this in a bad way, like he was also famously the messenger because of his athleticism.
And his flying shoes.
If Paddy had flying shoes, it would solve a lot of Paddy's problems.
And also, if there was a list of people who deserve flying shoes, I think I'm pretty high up it.
Yeah, because of the cane you have.
Yes, like, exactly.
So you can't...
I've already got a cane. He had his little stick, his little... the rod of Hermes with the guy on it.
Hermes is...
How much of this are you taking from Disney's
quite
Hercules?
A lot. You know, he still had glasses. He was blue. He was in Hercules.
I think that you are kind of... I get the Hermes one, but Loki is so spot on that it's kind of, it renders the rest of the conversation new.
Fair. I wouldn't be played by Hiddleston, though.
I'm not far away from Hiddleston. If Hiddleston was blonde and...
Don't,
like,
it's the last thing he wants.
Yeah, don't insult the man. And by the man, I mean Paddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Zach, I'm going to give, I think, Apollo, man.
Oh,
and
I'll
I know that's
Apollo.
A big.
That's
I think
a big. I love that.
You'll take
that's
Apollo. Great. You'll
I'm
take
so
the god.
Happy yeah. With Apollo.
Yeah, you know,
Apollo
famously
was great.
Proud,
he had all the best kids as well.
Did he?
Yeah. Well, he had Artemis.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah.
Was cool.
She was cool.
Yeah, but like in a kind of in a
cool way.
In a chaste, cool way.
In a kind of cool 90s summertime way.
He was also He was one of the less vengeful.
Sure. I mean that's. You know, it's not a. It's a stacked field, right?
Yeah, Greek. Oh no, I'm absolutely appalled. I genuinely thought you were gonna go with like Hephaestus or something.
No,
like,
you couldn't forge shit, mate.
I couldn't forge shit, but I thought you were gonna go with the mean, like, you know, Cyclops. But
I see. now Liam. My first thought was Heimdall for Liam.
Oh, interesting.
Guardian of the Rainbow Bridge, but yeah. Just probably a Norse, or just like you just go straight for Wotan.
Well,
go
I was gonna Germanic. Go for Wotan or Tyr.
Oh, yeah.
Which there's a lot of arguments that they are the same, that Tyr is like the interloper in the Norse pantheon because he's clearly much older. Like he's like it's a much older form of worship, which is it's weird that he gets like this weird like subsidiary role of just like, oh, I'll get my hand bitten off.
Yeah. Fenrir bit your hand off.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your starring role.
I was going to say for you, who is it the Rock plays in Moana?
Maui.
you'd be great at that.
You do that song, you're welcome, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I think for you, Anansi.
Oh,
the spider god.
Yeah. I was actually going to say Homer. Not necessarily a god.
Homer.
But like,
god of donuts.
But he's telling stories the whole time.
Oh, stop it. Arguably not one person as well.
No, exactly. Yeah.
I was thinking that the woman in Pirates of the Caribbean who becomes really big.
Calypso.
Yeah, Calypso, that's it. He could be a good Calypso, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I look just like Charlize Theron.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
This is true.
I was going to say, Calypso's the one that the
she's the nymph.
The nymph one.
Yeah, one of the many nymphs Odysseus
You've
has.
You've got a very nymph vibe, actually.
Thank God.
You've got quite a Zeus vibe as well.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't think I get enough action to be Zeus.
I don't know.
Well, have you considered turning into
a
bull?
Swan. Yeah.
You
doesn't. Do you? How
he
many...
doesn't get much action as a human, I would say.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
How many of your children have you consumed?
Yeah.
It's not none.
Yeah. Whoa, Zeus energy.
What a nice way to
actually
start.
Yeah, maybe you're Kronos.
I am Kronos.
You've just got some secret hecatonkeries just like lurking around in the back.
Hecatonkeries? Tell me what that word means.
100-handed titans.
Soldiers, yeah.
Oh, lovely. They've got 100 hands.
Yeah,
how many arms?
100.
Oh, okay, good. Because I was going to say, that would be flopping everywhere.
One per hand.
Yeah, one per hand. That's a lot.
It'd be funnier if
washing
it was,
that. It's 100 pits.
Imagine washing that. That's your first concern.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess you get it done,
you know, 50 times faster, I suppose, if you had 100 sponges. What am I talking about?
That's your big worry about having children, isn't it? Just like, how will I clean the pits?
This is why Loki rather than Hermes. This is that lateral thinking that you're always about.
But famously, he always succeeded with.
Yeah,
lateral thinking. Loki was pretty successful.
Pretty good. Right? Is he still around?
Loki was pretty successful.
I mean, he was successful at doing his own thing, I guess. Yeah.
Did he die?
No, famously. He's there at Ragnarok, right?
Right. So, okay.
He's there at the end. So after all the other gods have died.
All you guys know.
He killed a few other people. Yeah.
Who did he kill? None of you guys, I hope.
One of Thor's sons, I'm pretty sure he kills.
Oh, with the... Oh, my God. Who is it? He tricks...
Duncan. He tricks one into killing
with the
himself?
Mistletoe arrow. Who is that? The spear arrow mistletoe. This is a shame. I didn't do much...
We were doing quite well there.
I didn't do much university, but I did do Norse mythology, so I really should remember this. Yeah, he tricks Hod, the blind god, into shooting an arrow and accidentally kills... Is it not Balder? Maybe it is Balder. No, Balder's the one-armed one. Yeah. Anyway, answers on a postcard, listeners, if you remember who Loki got to kill by trickery. I'd like to be... You didn't get the answer that I wanted, which is I want to be the cosmic cow that licks the world out of ice at the beginning of the Norse mythology.
Oh, yeah.
The world began because it was a big block of ice and there was a big cow licked it till it turned into the world.
What was the cow's name? Bessie.
Bessie.
Bessie Big Cow.
Bessie Big Cow.
That's a lovely start to a mythology, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's what happens when you...
Leave a cow with some ice.
Well, I was going to say you grow up around a lot of ice.
Yeah.
And a lot of cows. Mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I guess that's it then.
I've just Googled it. Alfumbla.
That's a great name for a cow.
Oh, great.
Would be fun. Anyway, well, there we go. And that's the episode.
that's the end of this week.
Listen, it's been a while since he recorded, and the world is on fire. So what better
way... It was a heat wave back then. It's a heat wave now.
Yeah.
What better time to get right back into it? Shall we see what the consequences of your actions are?
Oh, I hate consequences.
That's what I ask myself every morning.
I thought it was famously consequence-free, this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Has been thus far.
Yeah. I've been saving them all for the final arc.
This one episode.
Because that's what this is, guys. This is the end. This is the last arc.
This is the last arc. Oh. And its name is Consequences.
It's just consequences. All caps. Only for Patreons.
Consequences brackets for the real people, not the characters.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's going to be personal in that sense. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Laurie's going to end the whole lot just with a hard cut in the middle of a storyline and then one of those voiceovers that's like, Paddy went on to die 3 years later of some kind of tragic farming accident.
Or a mysterious poisoning. Zach went to die 3 years later of a mysterious poisoning.
That would be...
Laurie bought a lab 2 years later.
As you were saying about consequences of the real people, I did like immediately go into my bone, like, you know, state of Teddy and was like, I haven't taken the piss anywhere near as much as Paddy.
Already lawyering. Well, let's see how much biting of the ass is going to occur.
Okay.
I'm not going to do... I wasn't going to do a recap just because it's pretty simple for last episode. You just killed Taren, so...
Are we leaving that in?
I need to leave that in. I think that's the good recap for what happened.
There's your recap. Listeners, sorry if you forgot. Well, really, I'm only going to be talking to one of you for now because Vatic you're the only one of in the room who's conscious, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Very much on your last legs. Your three companions, including Hess, have all passed out, the lifeless. Well, the, you know, consciousless.
Unconscious?
Wow. Consciousnessless. Wow. Which is not a word. Forms of Teddy and Glitch lie sprawled on the ground next to you. The dead form of Taryn. I mean, I don't think many people survive a caustic brew down the gullet, do they?
Yeah, no, I think we can safely assume she's gone.
You're fucking mental, you are, aren't you?
You have, yeah.
Something that gets into me when the threat's gone, and I'm like, oh, I get to just name the most horrible thing that can happen.
Yeah.
Turn someone into jam.
Yeah.
Vaporize their innards. I'll do it.
Like the worst case of a school bully. Like right at the end of like someone else has done the beating. So you just come in at the end with a shiv.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You've actually done that twice now. That's been two people that you got.
And you're just lucky I wasn't there when yours was.
You're lucky I tackled him through a mirror. Otherwise, you would have shat in his mouth or whatever it is, you two.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've been left with a pile of unconscious folk. You did manage to take down the Duke, now styled the Duchess, now really styled ex-Duke, who once occupied Taryn's body. Taryn's body lies on the floor in front of you, crumpled, the life having apparently left her form. I mean, I think also the face area is pretty fucked up by the caustic brew.
Not looking great in the facial area.
Not looking great. And the forms of your comrades, as I say, lie scattered around this room. You find yourself in a vast natural atrium festooned with stalactites and stalagmites and natural caverns and balustrades that Taryn was moving through last time. The only thing I'll say in addition to that is in front of you, down a set of stairs, you remember, and you came in.
Yeah,
this kind of grand staircase leads down, is the entrance to what you suspect, I probably know to be, the Temple of Sirik, that lies at the heart of this place.
Yeah.
Between two pillars that are seemingly built from those rock formations are doors hewn from black stone, inlaid with a silver silhouette of a mask with hollow eyes. And that is mounted in turn on a black sunburst behind it. And as you look around, you gather your breath, you gather your thoughts, the room shakes, sending dust and probably some mushroom spores into the air as a cloud. Because you remember, somewhere back up towards the surface, the amygdala is dealing with the virus you uploaded to it, seemingly breaking its control on the folk that were in its network, and the people that were brought here by Vandra and the Duke. So, Vatic, what the hell are you going to do?
How safe is it here?
I mean, the immediate threat is gone.
Okay.
There's no henchmen or hench people waiting in the wings to finish the job. The three people around you are, I would say, dying. It's not like they're just unconscious, so you probably need to do something to help them out.
Yeah, okay. So I will... what have I got in the way of little...
I love that you have to be reminded that we're dying.
Well, yeah, you look like you might forget.
He immediately was like, oh, is it safe? Can I go down the house, like into the temple?
I think technically we have 12 seconds to live, as long as we rolled badly.
It would be good to make you roll. Yeah. If tell you what, if Vatic does anything else other than revive you, you will have to.
Okay. We reach on one failure.
So I have three casts of healing word left.
You can do that. You can also do a basic stabilization check to get people back up on one hit point, which is just a medicine check, which is not too hard. But also the healing potions might be nice.
What happens if he fails a medicine check?
You just try again, but
die
it's...
Die instantly.
Then you roll a death save.
No, I might as...
fucking hell!
Yes.
I might as well. I think I might as well do this.
No,
so,
you guys are no fun.
I mean, I think we're going to have to take a little breather anyway, but it does mean that Hess comes back with 5 HP.
Yep. She glugs down the potion and...
Bloody hell. Oh, thanks. Is she gone?
Pads comes back with 6.
Yeah.
In the lead.
Ready for my bullshit again.
And Zach comes back with 7.
Oh, so many hit points.
That's a one up me, didn't
you? I did. And actually, Teddy comes back and he says, all right, what was he going to say? Did I win?
6 HP.
How do I? Heal for 7.
Gaius is still in action, by the way. I looked it up earlier on. If I get knocked out, the spell does continue.
So the colony is still like tearing. It's
still against
apart.
The amygdala. I think for a month.
Yeah, I think.
Wait, you've cost
30 days.
A month's worth of terror.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, I think to partly answer that question, if you try and tune into the network again, there's just static.
Right, okay.
Seemingly the network is down, and then there's another rumble in the walls. More dust gets knocked loose.
Great, okay.
So is there, like, I guess what I'm looking for is, like, a... Is there, like, a pit or a hole nearby?
Some kind of dark cavern for, yeah. For a deep gnome. The only place that's sort of an obvious place... is the temple doors at the bottom of those stairs.
Okay, right.
Everywhere else looks a little bit, and in fact, just to really emphasize this, you look in those natural sort of hallways and caverns sort of hewn into the side here, and there's another rumble and poof, a few boulders sort of tinkle down and fall into some of those gaps. You feel like they're not structurally very sound.
Remember about my fear of pillars as well. Like, I've got to move.
Yeah, okay. Well, in which case... Like, where is there... Is there anywhere that, like, the fungal growth is particularly strong?
Okay, before we do this, can I... But while these two play the game...
Yeah.
Teddy has woken up. He's asked if we've won. And I'm surreptitiously rifling through Tarek's things.
Oh, yeah, loot the corpse. Yeah, sure.
Well, no, you're not... I'm not going to actually let you do that because I'm being quite protective of the body at the
moment.
Are
you? This yeah. point? Okay, fine.
He's standing over it and hissing anyone who comes near.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I push him out. I take the things. No, I just wanted to highlight that...
Tarek had some cool shit.
Yeah, and he killed us.
Yeah, you see the twin scimitars glint at her waist... The
axe at my back goes, don't you fucking
yeah, yeah. Do not pick them up.
Mate, you got to use me.
So give me a, why don't you give me a perception check?
Perception check, okay.
Classic.
I should stop putting
is that
my...
to see if I'm getting close to the body?
No, that's, I don't think that's being hidden by anyone. I think that's quite obvious.
I could stealth check if you wanted to try that.
All right, go on then.
All right, let's see how stealthy I am. If I do really well at this, can I get the stuff before he sees where it is?
Well, that's a natural 20, so...
Oh.
Yeah. Wait, I'll see if I have natural 20.
If you both nat 20 on this...
It would be awesome. Yeah. Oh, I've actually got disadvantage on stealth.
You do, because you clink clanking around in your heavy...
It's a fucking 19. Oh.
Well, I think you get... You know, Vatic is slightly preoccupied.
No, it was actually a 7.
I think it's like this. It's you're preoccupied looking for the fungal growth.
Yeah.
You see that those tendrils... It's not like they come from the entrance to the temple, but you sort of see for a second almost like where the direction of travel, they are traveling into there, and they're very congregated on the temple, but they come from a very wide area and congregate there.
Got you. Okay.
With a 20, you also and this is a little bit of Laurie giving you a little wink here. You get the funniest feeling that the safest place, and in fact, the best place that you would have a chance of getting a long rest might be through those doors.
Okay.
And you also, you just see a long human boy's arm wiggle into shot to try and get one of those cutlasses. And then just as he's about to grab one, inexplicably trips and like clanks drops his shield.
So yes. I'll tell you what I'm looking for. I'm looking for like a resting place.
This is, and I, Laurie, will tell you with a nat 20 that you, Liam, have, the best chance you have is through those doors.
Okay. In which case,
and I wouldn't lie to you, would I?
Well, no, that's not your. You're not supposed to lie about stuff.
I say to Wattic, "All right, let's take a look at these doors," and then I look back at Teddy and go, "Get the teeth for me."
oh, the teeth are all over the floor.
Oh,
yeah.
Great!
Yeah, they're just in a sort of like fizzy soup. Yeah.
I want some of those multicolored teeth.
I'm fairly confident they dissolved when Liam
did the teeth dissolve
poison in her mouth.
I think a combination of knock them loose dissolved some of them, but they're not like a perfect set anymore. You could probably wrench out what's left of the dentures, which they effectively are, and then you can collect some of Tony's teeth.
Tony's teeth.
Okay.
Well, I just think for him to be called Tony the Teeth, they must be worth something.
That's my fucking body.
No, that's true.
For posterity, I give them to Glitch, I guess.
Don't know. If we need to take over the underworld someday, having the teeth of the ex-leader, not
you
bad.
Got some gross
not
teeth.
Shout.
Put them in your inventory.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to make a fucking note of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got Tony the Teeth's teeth. Is he Tony the Teeth?
Tony the Teeth's teeth. Now, would you say, or just Tony's teeth?
Teeth.
Up to you.
Teddy, can you help me carry this body?
Oh yeah, okay. We're not gonna leave it. Okay, fine. Yep.
I'm not just gonna leave it lying here in the middle of the floor.
Actually, that is fair. That is fair.
Okay. I guess no. You know, actually, we
he kept my
much.
Corpse yep, for no. years. He clearly has a thing.
I may have stomped yours into jam, but I'm gonna keep this.
No,
one.
In fairness, though, we did shoot my jam body into the sky.
sorry to let that.
Yeah, let that sink in. Yeah, okay. I grabbed the body.
Yeah,
grab that corpse.
Give me a not hard strength check. Oh, athletics.
Athletics. We'll try that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a 16.
No, easy. She's not very heavy, okay. And you know, most of the lifeblood has drained out of her. So. Right.
If you get tired of carrying her, I can always reanimate her, and then I look at watching. Sorry, I was in poor taste, but I could do it. I'm just letting you know.
We'll keep that in the back pocket.
Okay.
In fact, I think I'm carrying it, but in a way that's like. Out from my body.
Right, yes, yeah. Arm's length. Makes sense.
Great, well, let's make our way towards that door then.
Okay, you head down to the door as described with the symbol of Cyric emblazoned upon it. And as you grow closer, you go down these stairs, you see in little alcoves. I imagine the staircase is only, you know, the width of an escalator, right? It's quite narrow. These steps are fairly... not ornately carved, but very neatly carved. Like everything up to here has been a bit rough and ready. This seems like quite cared for, this spot. And in the alcoves you run down are three masked statues. And as you pass them, each is holding a sort of plaque in front of them. The first statue you come to has this mask on. It's like one of the, you know, the drama masks, the Greek drama masks.
Oh, yeah.
And it has a caricature of sadness on it, you know.
One of those, yeah, yeah.
One of those. The next is a mask fixed in anger, in rage, for spitting. And
make
the last
face. You did a really good face before, did you?
Yeah. Okay.
And the last one is so useful for people listening home. The last one is fixed in a rictus grin of mirth and happiness.
Have I seen these symbols before?
Yeah, like on every.
Give me a...
Well, yeah, but as in like, in relation
well,
to Cyric.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What are these? It looks like these faces are showing some kind of message to others.
Give me an investigation check.
Yeah. I've seen these on the Spotlight
or
website.
Actually, maybe a religion is best.
Oh, okay, sure. +9 on religion. 13 +9, 22.
Yeah. Well, look, here's a compound answer. As you look at them, you realize there is script on these plaques as you pass, written in a language only spoken by members of the cult of Cyric.
But roughly
cult.
Translates.
Oh, my God. I've got cult argot of Temple of Cyric as one of my languages I've never
nice.
Used.
Here he is. It all comes home to use.
Happy face.
Yeah. Do this when happy.
Yes.
The sad face says, rage makes a mockery of truth. The angry face says, mirth is only ever dishonest. And the happy face says, both rage and sorrow make beggars of belief. And then you finally come to the door. This sheer black stone, and above the door is an inscription where the plaques and the statues look a bit rough and ready. This inscription looks ancient. It's in very kind of fine text. Again, still in the
cult
argot. And it says, speak aloud, the source of lies, to gain entrance. Speak wrongly and declare falsehood to the Lord of Lies. Speak truly and utter truth in his hallowed halls. And you recognize some of these phrases as Liturgy of Cyric. These are phrases that if you cast back into Glitch's memory, you remember, you know, the Lord of Lies, declare falsehood, don't dare to utter truth. These are all things that are part of his liturgy, the Lord of Lies. This is all here. Nothing immediately is obvious, though, what it's asking you to do.
I think this is sort of, I guess I'm translating this to, you know, like when you're like in Spain and one of you's like, don't worry, I speak Spanish, and then you order really badly at a bar. I think it's sort
cruise.
Of cruise, yeah, dos campos, yeah. I think I'm sort of, I think I'm sort of doing that whilst looking at the plaque. Do the statues move at all? Do they wiggle?
Are you gonna try and wiggle one?
Yeah,
you try to wiggle it, and it sort of shifts on its plinth, but it's not meant to.
Oh,
and
okay.
You've worried. You don't know my own strength.
You've broken it. Yeah.
You worry it's going to topple off for a second, and then you manage to steady it.
And are the masks attached onto the statues?
They are part of the statue. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Would you like me to repeat the inscriptions? Would that be helpful?
Yeah, I mean, should one of us write this down or at least pay attention to it?
I mean, this seems like it's on you, dude. Right, okay. So it's like anger hides truth.
So you have the sad mask. Rage makes mockery of truth.
Yep.
Angry mask.
How have you got the squeakiest fucking pen I've ever heard?
It's really good.
Makes mockery.
Right. Mirth is only ever dishonest. Mm-hmm. And happy mask. Both rage and sorrow make beggars of belief. And then the inscription above. Speak aloud the source of lies to gain entrance. Speak wrongly and declare falsehood to the Lord of Lies. Speak truly and utter truth in his hallowed halls.
Speak aloud the source of lies is clearly the thing. That's the thing that we have to do. He wants lies.
Yeah. So the source of lies.
Okay, so it's one of those things. It's like, which, you know, when you...
Ketchup.
It's like, it's one of those things where you're like...
Only one of these
sentences technically makes sense in light of the other. Oh no, two of them make sense. One of them can't make sense in light of the other two. So we have to work out which is the inconsistency within the three plaques.
Some little bastard's been playing Blueprints.
And then I guess we have to just say the name.
Say the last sentence again that you just wrote down. Speak aloud the source of lies.
To gain entrance. Speak wrongly and declare falsehood to the Lord of Lies.
So
speak truly and utter truth in his hallowed halls.
So what do we know? So basically each one of the masks will nullify another.
Exactly.
That's the idea.
But one of the masks is a liar.
Yeah.
And that's the one I think we have to speak aloud, because that's the one that Cyric respects.
Yes. Yeah.
So we have to buy into the trick.
I think it is Mirth.
Yeah, because if Mirth is only ever dishonest, you got to speak about the source of lies. But then the other two, like both rage and sorrow make beggars of belief.
So two of them are saying one of the others is a liar, and one of them is saying both of the others is a liar.
Yeah.
So
Mirth is saying the other two are lying.
Yes. Saying both of those are liars. So the sad mask says rage is a liar. Were that to be true, Mirth is only ever dishonest. That means it's telling the truth. Would say Mirth is only ever honest.
Yeah.
But that would cause an inconsistency, because then Mirth's statement would not be true. So it can't be the sad mask. Angry. Mirth is only ever dishonest. If that
rage is a mockery of truth.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, sometimes logicking things out isn't as entertaining as I thought it was. both magians are right, beggars of belief. He's saying those both lies. Then Mirth is only ever dishonest. That would mean if they were lying, that would mean happiness was true. Mirth was true, then both of those would be liars. So you're saying rage would be telling the truth. Oh my god. I've wrapped myself into a corner.
Yeah, I was kind of fun watching it in real time. It wasn't good to listen to, but
It's that was what I'm saying.
That's not what we're here for.
No.
I think we're going to try something.
And if you throw my corpse at the door.
Teddy's going to really carefully walk over holding the corpse. I don't feel like I can put it down. Because Vasek's watching me. I'm just going to shout the Cyric word for Mirth really loudly. See if that does.
Cyric word for
Now, Mirth. Teddy, I have to ask you an interesting question. Is that you, Teddy, believes that's the answer? You're saying this is an answer.
I think, yeah. Teddy has watched Glitch.
Yeah.
Run between pillars making frantic notes.
Yeah.
Charlie Kellying his way.
Yeah.
No,
I've got my red
without
out.
Any of the context of anything other than the translation from him.
You've seen me try to pull the masks off
I'm just gonna shout Mirth. But like really, like in the Cyric Argot.
Whilst I'm going, Argot. Dos Campos, por favor.
Please make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, damn it.
Saving's not your weak suit.
No, saves are all right. Saves are okay. Saving on wisdom. Nope. Sorry, that was a normal throw rather than a saving throw.
That makes Mirth true.
Ooh, it's a 22 in total. Oh, 23 in total.
Okay. You feel... you pass.
Okay, great.
You feel, though, as you say it, you feel this strange energy not quite envelop you. It's like that feeling when water kind of laps around your ankle. There is some like well of power here that just sort of caresses you.
Touches me a little bit.
And as it touches you, you feel this inexplicable feeling that Vatic is lying to you. And you think for a second, I think the Duke's in there. I think something unspeakable has happened, that he's tricking us. And then it goes. It disappears as quickly as it hit on you.
I give
him the body. No, I don't. I won't give you. All right,
but,
okay, fine.
But that is, it is a fleeting moment. And as soon as it goes, you go, oh, no, nonsense. All right, fine. Of course, this matters, my friend.
Sorry, now we know how this kind of works then. So...
we know what the fail state is,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, for the fail state. Not how it works, how the fail state goes. All right, interesting.
So wait a minute. You said four masks.
Three
masks.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Three masks and an inscription above the door.
Got you. Okay.
Just so the listeners know, Paddy
is... It's not Mirth either, we know that.
Paddy is currently constructing a table, and this is the kind of shit I love to see.
Yeah, yeah. He is fully Pepe Silvia-ing this.
And it also reminds me that, you know, for some reason, I always set you guys, and I say, when I set you guys, I include Paddy and Zach in our first ever D&D game, really hard puzzles when it's hot.
It is quite,
that
like,
is
quite
that
a
is
lot
my
of...
fetish.
So you said Mirth and it went badly, right?
I said Mirth went badly.
We're looking for a lie amidst two truths. So we now know that Mirth's statement is true from that failure. Right. So if Mirth's statement is true, it means the other two must be false. So if you switch those, you're switching them to... Mirth is only ever dishonest. You could switch that to
Mirth honest. Is only ever honest, yeah.
Rage makes a mockery of truth. If we switch that word for lies, so that basically says rage is lying, so that means rage is telling the truth. So rage is telling the truth.
Okay.
Mirth is only ever dishonest. That means that both of those are making truth. Which is a logical fallacy.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So, Glitch.
Yeah.
With your religion check from earlier,
mm-hmm.
and as you're Pepe Silviering this, you recall, you know, your Glitch's days in the seminary, let's put it that way, and what you know about Sirik. They were immortal.
Mm-hmm.
Ascended to godhood through their intense embracing of lying as a way of life and lying as a virtue. And you remember that it was something that was encouraged in your church as a child.
Mm.
To lie at any opportunity. Almost like how the Spartans encouraged, you know, all the kids to thieves and you know, just ruthless in the way they approached life. You know, they'd steal their food. They had to be willing to beat up their fellow initiates. You and the church, Glitch, were encouraged to lie at every opportunity. And that was seen as the best way of celebrating your God.
Then I think it's anger is the answer.
Ooh. Now, my question, Glitch... Sorry, and
No. Glitch pauses as a
you're about
as
to
a
say,
voice
yeah,
of
Glitch
God.
Is about, you're about to say that. Is that what Glitch believes is the answer to the riddle?
Now, hang on. Now my brain's fucked.
No, just put yourself in Glitch's shoes. You think Glitch has worked it out. Is that what he thinks is the answer?
Yes.
That's all I need to say. Go ahead.
Yes. Because I think the other two statements are true.
Yeah, that's fine, but yeah.
And Glitch knows that this is all about lies. And okay. I think the angry, the statement from the angry mask is the only one that remains truthful. Mm-hmm. Thereby the correct one, because it's the one that remains the lie that you would tell to undermine the other two.
All right.
So what does Glitch do?
oh, no. I guess I go... Don't worry, I got this. And then I go up to the... Oh, fuck, but if... Do I have to lie about which one's... No, because you already did that. I go up and I speak the Kul Targot word for anger. Well, whatever was written on the plaque for the angry mask.
Mirth is only ever dishonest. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that believing it to be the answer.
No, rage. You're saying rage.
Yeah,
right?
Sorry, rage. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And what it says on the plaque is Mirth is only ever dishonest. Please make a wisdom saving throw.
Fuck.
Fuck. Well,
that's a nat one, Laurie.
Glitch, you say these words, and again you feel like Teddy did, that kind of feeling of cold water around your ankles. And somewhere in Glitch's sense memory, there's a shiver of pleasure as you know, oh yes,
it's working, it's working,
daddy's here.
Oh god, gross.
And you instantly, as soon as it overcomes you, it feels like you wake up and you go, oh my god, Teddy's been lying to me this whole time. He's an imposter. I didn't see him. You know, you were brought up by Vatted before he was. You didn't see what happened to him while you guys were out cold.
I turn.
He's been swapped.
Very slowly towards Teddy and go. Octa. You were here the whole time. Where's Octa? I guess I stop walking towards Teddy.
Yep.
Cool. That's what I'm doing. I guess I'm walking towards you to start trying to shake Arthur out of you.
Okay.
I've felt this before.
What have you done with my friend?
I know. I've felt what's just happened to him before. He's got no spell slots to do.
Nope.
What? I didn't say anything.
I think I can carry two bodies.
Unbelievable.
But did you have something you wanted to
do? So, I tell you what. Not necessarily Vatic, but Liam, my friend.
Yeah.
I'll give you foresight, Paddy. You can hear this as well. I'm gonna knock him out.
You know what? I'm happy with this.
Okay, fine. I think I'd like to
used my move action. Can I still use my action?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Can you unarmed strike a guy wearing full plate armor?
Well, you said I didn't have any spell slots, but I do have quite a few of them.
Are you gonna attack straight away?
I guess so. If I really think that you, I think that's what I'd do. If I really thought you were Arcta, I'd be trying to break an illusion.
Okay, so I think I see this happening.
Yes,
and I go up to the door.
Yeah,
and I go, it's sorrow. It's sorrow. Obviously, the answer's sorrow.
Now, Vatic, you know the question I'm going to ask is that what Vatic believes is
absolutely
the answer?
Absolutely not.
Oh, lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
I'm fucking lying.
Well, I think two things. I mean, you double trigger it because there were two conditions by which you could get through. one was lying to the door.
Ooh.
And I think you say it, but also Glitch is charging up presumably a spell.
Yeah.
Presumably at the same time that Teddy is winding up a backhand.
Oh yeah, the body's on the floor. I'm just about to.
The other thing that allows people into the home of Sirik, the Lord of Lies and of Discord, is friends falling out and coming to blows. So at the same time, this also triggers the door, and poof, there's a click and a thud, and suddenly the door separates into three pieces. Glitch, you are still under the impression that Teddy is a liar.
Right.
As the door opens.
Yeah.
But the
door... I was really hoping that might shift something.
I'm afraid that'll last for just a little bit longer.
I can take it.
Yeah, that's the... I know, and I think Glitch, no, even being under the thrall of something, I know that you're bigger than me. I know you're on 7 HP and I'm on 6.
That's the exact amount of my one unarmed strike.
I think I see you raise your fist and I say, cast out foul demon and reveal Arcta, and I cast fear on you.
Alright.
So okay. Is that a wisdom saving?
What do I do? Wisdom save.
Wait.
I'm assuming it's wisdom saving throw against your spell DC. Yeah, your spell casting.
Whoa, what does that have to what have to do with that? What's this spell?
Wisdom
casting?
Saving throw.
Against what?
Or drop whatever it's holding, which I guess you already have, and become frightened of me for the duration.
All right.
Wisdom saving throw, please.
Your spell save.
Which is 18.
That's a big old throw. All right, let's see. All right, wisdom save. Bow, 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 bow. Oh, it's a 15. So I drop his body.
And you are now frightened of Glitch for a while? 10 minutes, is it?
The duration is up to a minute.
Okay. Is there a way you can undo that? Because I don't think I
I don't think I can react quite badly
to that kind of thing.
You basically have to move away from me whenever I walk towards you.
Yeah. Also, he's not hurt you, so that he isn't.
I was going to say, yeah, I could go real bad.
What have you done with Teddy? Arctur, I knew it was you. Yeah.
Teddy, okay. You are overcome by the spell and you shrink back.
Okay,
from
right. I think I pull Glitch down to my level and I give him a hard slap across the chops. I'm like, it's just fucking Teddy. Is that getting through?
Well, does that knock the spell out of me? Does that?
The effect is still there, but I think you are even Glitch recognizes that something might be at play here.
Yeah, I think
it doesn't stop the feeling. It doesn't stop the feeling.
Yeah, I'm just right. It's Sirik.
Arctur raised a hand against me.
It's the Lord of Lies.
I'm in love with her, what?
I know you are. Now, what I want you to do is look hard into Teddy's eyes and tell me if that spark of love is there.
I think I turn slowly towards you and shout, "Fear me!"
I think you do. I think Teddy.
I know I do. This is very much like I've got, and so I just move away. So it goes, that's the only adverse effect.
You can't
spell.
Willingly move closer.
Yeah,
I think,
okay,
is
fine.
The
that's fine. I've moved back.
Yeah,
I'm moving back.
So I'm gradually approaching you, and I guess I see Taryn's corpse on the floor. And go, what did you do to Teddy? Look at his teeth. Some of them are missing.
I mean, I'm still moving back, but I also think could do. Am I fighting this? Is that what fear does?
No, that is. It's only that you're okay, right, you so can't move closer, and you have the frightened back. Condition.
All right.
I guess I'm trying to come back to my senses, but I don't know the mechanics of that, so I think I don't.
Are you talking as Paddy now or your character?
I'd be a bit of both, man. I think I would listen to Otik, but if I'm under a, I failed that save, so
yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. Well, look, I think I've. Look, I know we're all going through a lot of shit at the moment, but let's just get inside this temple.
You be quiet, Jarnell.
Well, Votted, the way is clear down to the temple if you want to take your band of...
I've had enough of both of you, and I go, and I go, and I'm taking my leave, and I walk down the corridor into the darkness.
Okay. Just pick up the body. Hess, can you help him with the body, please?
Yeah, you guys, clearly you've got some problems. I think we all need a little bit of a sit down.
Aye.
Cup of tea. Yeah, I don't... Hopefully there's something we do that down there. All right, don't worry, Ted. I've got a...
I think Teddy's staying where he is.
Yeah, you have to be 30 foot from me.
Like, I know. It's
just... You look down the corridor, you see beady eyes looking
out. Yeah, it's just like you've asked me to go down to a hellhole with a guy that just cast fear on me. So I'm like... I guess I'll just wait here for an hour?
1 minute.
1 minute.
Oh, a minute. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, let's...
We'll set up a sort of two-stage camp with...
I'll come down in a minute. Axe drawn.
Stone moves on stone. The door pulls apart in three sections, retracting somewhere into the rock walls of the cavern with a cloud of dust and more mushroom spores, and reveals the same set of stairs carved into the stone floor leading further down. And as you trudge forward, everyone except Teddy, the way is lit by flickering torches, and you emerge eventually blinking into an octagonal chamber, torch lit as well, where there is... a thick atmosphere as soon as you arrive here. There are three doors leading away from this octagonal chamber, one to the north, one to the east, one to the west, from where you're standing is south. The walls are more of that blackened stone. It's much like what you've seen higher up in this complex, though this has been polished to a fine dark sheen, almost enough to see reflections, at least of the torchlight in. You have this unmistakable feeling as if no one has stepped down here in decades before you arrived, which is curious because you're pretty sure Vandra was here and the your quarry is here. And there is one more, a couple more things to note. And Teddy, perhaps just as the guys are getting comfortable down here, this is when you might enter Keeping a safe distance from Glitch all the while.
Has it been a minute?
It's probably been a minute.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah, I think I've stopped.
It's been a
You're
minute.
My only friend, Octagonal Room. My friends are like, hang on, what am I talking about?
Like, okay.
Glitch, you still feel that Teddy's a liar for now. That is still
got my
there.
Eye on you.
I recast Fear.
Two more spell slots, bitch.
In the center of the room, I imagine this like, you remember in the Forest Temple in Ocarina of Time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The kind of lift in the middle. Mm. Well, not quite a lift. There is this very ornate and fine archway made seemingly of that same deep black stone, but sort of wrought into this like complicated curling shape. It is an empty archway though, right in the middle of the room. And the other thing you notice is that above each of the doors is another inscription in Cyric Kant. Yeah.
Cool.
But yes, otherwise it is silent in here. Those three doors obviously leading off are for the moment locked or bound. There seems to be no obvious way through them as yet.
But it seems safe.
There's no one else down here. Why don't you give me a perception check just to make sure.
Does the door shut behind us?
No.
Okay.
What does the inscription say?
Above each of the doors.
Think I'm going to tell you, do you?
Yeah, that. But I'm asking the group.
Well, it's a 23 I got.
A 23 perception check is enough to tell you two things. Number one, it seems safe in here. You, I think, probably Vatican in a practice maneuver. Start feeling around the corners of the doors for traps or trips. You scan the floor for any pressure plates, that kind of thing. None of that classic dungeon stuff here to worry about.
Okay.
There's no other creatures in here. You notice those inscriptions. You also notice as you look across the archway that there are words sort of woven into this fine lattice on the archway as well. Glitch, unless you're not going to tell everyone what it says.
Well, no, I think I need to shake off this thing at some point, but I guess I'm just wandering around looking at what everything says, I suppose.
Yeah, there's no roles required. Above each of the doors, to the one to the east, I am the gift that empties the hands that takes it. To the west, I wear truth's face and speak in truth's voice. And to the north, I cost nothing to give and everything to believe. And on the archway, this is a bit trickier to work out. So give me an investigation check for the archway.
15.
It's good enough to make it sound. It's quite tricky. It's one of those, you ever seen one of those strange sculptures where you have to look at it from the right? It looks like it's nothing
like
at all.
Like a weird skull.
Yeah.
And then exactly.
Yeah.
The skull in the merchant's painting. Mm. Once you step sort of at the perfect angle, you see that it says, if you seek sanctuary, tell me one of your own. Refuse and pay in blood.
If you seek sanctuary, tell me one of your own.
Must be a lie, right?
Well, is everything here a lie?
Well, no, but like those things around the doors, it's like what costs nothing to give, but everything to receive is a lie.
I am the gift that empties the hand that takes it. Truth's face and speak in truth's voice.
Lie.
A lie.
I cost nothing to give and everything to believe.
Lie.
So we need to give a lie.
Ooh.
I'm not scared of Glitch.
And Teddy, you feel just a hum.
Oh, come on. Good, man.
No, you feel a hum through the floor. And it's not quite like the pool of water around your ankles. It's more just a sort of reverberation. Okay. Something is pleased.
Oh, it is. I pleased it.
And only you notice this. The other two don't see this. The archway, just a sort of... to call it a light is not quite right. It's dark. But there is an energy just sort of shimmers around the archway here.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Like enough to walk through?
It's like I say, it's like an empty archway in the middle of the room. But you feel like you could walk through it. Yeah.
I guess we haven't noticed. That's up to you, man.
Ooh.
7 HP.
I think I would walk. Can I kick a rock through it?
Sure. You kick a rock through it and it just tinkles harmlessly through.
Oh, through.
Straight through.
Well, I think I think we could, it looks like that archway is pretty, something going on there. There's some magic.
Lies, Wattic.
And it's, I turn to Wattic.
It's just a pretty face in a.
Just try and ignore him.
Wrapped in secrets.
It's a snake in his boots. I wonder just if turn I in the hamper. Like Woody from Toy Story. You and me, we're Buzz and Jesse.
He's Woody?
He's Woody, I think, in this.
I wonder if we can get. I'll try and
he's
get.
He's the prospector Stinky in Toy Pete. Story 2. Stinky Pete.
Stinky Pete.
I can try and
have
get,
you seen the film?
Damn it.
I don't know how long this lasts. I'm really sorry.
Oh, yeah, tell you what then. I'll turn to Glitch and I'll say, so you trust me, right? Yeah, you get me, yeah?
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
He's lying now.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, I see. Yeah, very so, good. Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah, yeah, Glitch, no, you're my best friend.
As you
friend.
Say that, you feel the touch of Sirik, which is what you know it to be. Better than that pool of the cold water around your ankles, the familiar thrum.
Now, can I use that to work out what's going on? With hating Teddy.
Would you? Oh, I see the nature of what's kind of enchanting you at the moment.
Yeah, he's kind of you set me up. I knock him down.
Give me a.
And I've honestly gone with him on it, thinking that he's evil. But if then something touches me, and then I maybe work out what Teddy's doing, and maybe come out of the thrall.
You absolutely can. You also see, by the way, the arch, that same energy pulse through the arch. Again, Vatic, you haven't been able to discern that yet.
Yeah,
yeah, give me it's probably a insights check.
Ooh.
It's sort of knowing yourself and knowing your god,
good
right?
At those. 3 plus 7, that's a 10.
There's a 10. No, you don't know exactly what it
fucking
is.
Hell.
But this is this is a curious thing because, you know, you've really embraced your glitch side.
Mm.
Cassius, to call you by your kind of spirit
Christian
name.
Christian
name. Christian name.
John gave it to me.
Yes. And, you know, these are all like comforting feelings from Glitch's perspective. Mm. This is the warm embrace of the cult. And this is probably... I think Glitch has only ever felt this connection fleetingly in the past. He wasn't like a super like... you know, high up member of the church.
Mm.
In moments of Glitch's history, perhaps when you encountered him at Helmfall, felt something like this.
Mm.
And so you feel this thrill, you feel this like excitement.
Mm.
And you just, all you know is this is Sirik. He is here. He's embracing me. And I like that.
Mm. And you've noticed the archway as well.
You've noticed the archway. And I think with that, even with the 10, you're still like Teddy's a liar, but you can see the presence of Sirik around him, the acceptance of Sirik around him.
And I'm just there, like I'm thumbs up at you.
Mm.
Double defos.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Couple of thumbs up. I'll never betray you.
Yeah.
The arch thrums even more.
And then I turn to Vatic and I go, and you're like real tall for a rock gnome, right?
I'm not gonna fall for that.
Oh,
isn't he a deep gnome?
Yeah, I know.
Actually, I've got okay. We've got to hurry up and get through because the world's in tremendous danger if we don't stop Vandra.
You're saying that to the archway,
yeah.
And just to be clear,
is that a truth?
It's a high concept lie. It's a high concept lie.
High concept lie. You're testing.
Yeah.
You're testing you're, facts now.
The metatheatrics of the art.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Testing, and not only that, you're testing Laurie's entire universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
As the creator of a narrative we follow.
No. The question back is very simple. Does Vatic believe that?
Ooh. I mean, I actually don't think he does anymore.
Oh.
You don't believe the world's in danger. You don't believe.
I don't think the world's going to be safer if we stop Vandra.
Oof.
Fuck.
God, the arch
is so deep now.
Yeah.
Deep, comma gnome.
Rock, comma gnome.
Yeah, I think after the conversation with the Duke, I'm really doubting that.
Oh, so this is a test of your faith. You're like, you're testing your own nihilism against Laurie's trap.
There's a way in which that is a lie to say that you're lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, the arch probably shrugs. It's like, I don't know, man.
But,
no,
I am a rock gnome.
No. The arch, I think, takes a second and then thrums with energy. Not quite as strong as when Glitch lied, but it's certainly there.
Okay.
When Teddy spoke that towards a door earlier on, you went and checked one of the doors, didn't you?
I just said, you know, I just said the phrase mirth loudly.
Oh, no, I mean
oh,
this
not in
room.
Here. You haven't. You've just said, oh, the door's open is all I've heard about the doors so far.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean the north,
yeah,
east
the north,
and
north,
west.
East, west doors, yeah.
Those doors are all still remain shut.
They do for now.
Right. Have any of us actually tried them?
The only thing I think has happened is Vatic has sort of, I mean, I editorialised this a bit. Vatic sort of checked them for traps and pressure plates, that kind of thing.
Right. Okay.
But no, I don't think anyone's addressed them.
Okay,
like,
cool.
You know, like you'd address a pudding.
Exactly.
You may.
I'm going to go address a pudding on the north door.
Okay.
Just going to see if I can open it.
Sure.
Like push on it, or like, does it have a handle, like a door?
A handle. Does it have a handle?
Does it have a handle?
No handle. It's seemingly like the front door here. That same black rock. That same sort of, triangle.
By here,
crack.
He means Laurie's house.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
my
special triangle.
It's obsidian
doors.
Door. Yeah. That we all passed through.
Yeah. I turn around and go, well, this one's wide open.
The north door.
Yeah.
And there's a click.
Oh,
and a rumble.
Oh, he's good.
Oh, he's got it.
The door opens. It is, you recall, we're getting loads of Zelda references in today. You recall the Lost Woods.
Mm.
The light just stops at the boundary of the door. You can't see, there's nothing you can see through. It's just pitch black. It's like there's a curtain of darkness in front of it.
I think I'd turn to both of you and nod at the other doors.
Yeah. But not in a character sense. I think Teddy wants to go through the archway.
Oh, mate. Go.
Yeah.
That's your call.
I think that's kind of like, because I've seen it, it's thrummed 3 times now.
Yep. Yeah. And I think you get a little sense, you know, you haven't gone through that first.
I'll tell you what, whilst Paddy's doing this, and he's like opening a door in the back of the room, I've put my hand through it.
Yeah, great. Well,
I'm
okay.
Just like, the slowly putting my hand through the archway.
Nice.
So two things.
Just to see.
Two things like, happen. Oh, good. Yeah,
I want to see if my hand comes out the other side like the rock did.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You put your hand through the archway and it disappears as it passes through. It doesn't hurt. In fact, as you get up to your elbow, I assume you push your whole hand through. Feels kind of pleasant. Like a really, whereas this is like a dank, stinky temple cave. That feels the air. There's like slightly warm air on your hand. It feels quite soft and lovely. But you can't see it.
That's fine.
Elbow.
Yes, you can't see it. So
and neither can you two.
I was like, guys, do you think that do you reckon the archway is lying?
I think it's all lies. Or I don't. And I look round at the camera and
blink. It's like, it feels like super nice down here. Like it's, I can feel it. It feels like a warm summer's day at the beach. And it's lovely.
If the archway's in the middle of the room,
mm-hmm.
and I'm now at the north,
mm-hmm.
am I thereby looking through the archway at Teddy?
No, because my arm's just not coming through.
Oh my god, what do you see?
Do you see like the stump of his arm?
Yeah, I think you see a cross section of Teddy's arm from the north. Assuming Teddy's on the south side.
Yeah, that's what he entered and went to the archway.
Yeah, if you're on
the
opposite
side,
you see a cross section of his arm.
Right.
Isn't a fleshy cross section?
Yeah. Yeah. You see the bones, you see the muscles, you see the veins, you see the blood pumping through, not like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you tell me
that? That is so fucking cool. And I think I run over towards the archway, assuming you're no longer in fear of me, to examine it. To see if there's... To see what magic that is.
Yeah, give me an Arcana check.
Yeah. Ooh, that's going to be good. 15 plus lots. 9. 24.
Yeah, this is... So you probably piece this together with lots of the stuff you've seen in your travels, right?
Mm.
You've seen teleportation magic. You're familiar. You've got your robe that takes you to the astral plane. You're familiar with the mirror surface and the Tower of the Necromancer that allowed you to see through. This is a bit of a simpler thing. This is a translocation enchantment that operates on this portal, this as in a door kind of portal. And when you pass through, we'll take you somewhere else.
I reach through the other side where Teddy's hand is.
Yeah, it's peculiar. It's the same. Yeah, no, it's the same, but just in the opposite way. It doesn't seem to matter which way you come through this. Mm. You're going to, and as you put your arm through, Teddy, you'll see the same horrifying MRI cross section.
Yeah, but on the other side are our hands touching.
No, because they're coming the opposite way. Right.
Right. Okay. Right, okay.
You're really putting this to the test of my brain power.
Yes, yeah.
I don't think you can touch each other unless you were to kind of come around.
Right. Okay.
180 degrees through it. Yeah. It's you can't quite touch each other, but it feels exactly the same. Exactly as Teddy described.
Right. Okay.
Warm day on the beach.
Feels nice on the beach.
Beautiful time on the beach. And if you pull your arm back out, it's totally fine.
Cool. Contact. Okay. Fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And I think I'm just sort of wiggling around the thing, and I go, "What about?" I'll go up to the. What's Wattic up to?
I think I'm just watching because you seem like you're both being quite careful with this, and I'm like, I think we should just go through.
Hess says, kind of like, yeah. At that point, the moment you're not dead and I'm not dead,
yeah.
I think whilst you guys are deliberating, I'm holding a body and just kind of edging closer through to the warm beach.
Right, okay.
You want to come into the, it's like a little, it could be nice, it could be fun.
Hess, just tell a lie and step through.
Oh, I'm not good at this. Well, actually, no, that's not true because I lied to you lot for a long time.
I don't find Teddy attractive.
She looks at you and goes, "All right, mate. I think Teddy is sex on legs." And then it thrums louder than it has ever before.
It's a QI thing. Pops up in the corner. Sandy Toxving admonishes you.
She goes, "Phew, there we go. You actually saved me there, Ted. I was struggling to think of anything that wasn't a bit sincere and revealing about my backstory. So that's great. Thank you, mate."
You don't have a backstory. You're an NPC.
I do. I joined the body swap cops when I was but a child, and I've been undercover.
I've gone through
on this plane of existence for like 30 years.
She's gone, bye.
It's actually really cool. I don't. And maybe you were going through.
Yeah, I'm going through. Yeah.
Does the body make it?
Well, the body like falls flat off the door.
Oh, I was going to work.
Because the body can't lie.
Body can't lie. Dead can't lie. Dead can't say, speak no lies. Yeah. There's a proper phrase there somewhere, isn't there?
Dead speak
men
no lies.
What was it? Dead men.
Dead men tell no tales.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Dead men tell no tales.
I walk through as well, but I guess I'm on the other side. So
yeah, weirdly, you guys come through and you go through. We'll tell you what you see, and you're going through as well, Vatic.
Well, wait, if the body's not going through, are you both gone now?
They've both gone amazingly.
You
committed.
Yeah. You went through before that. You don't know the body's not there.
It was like they walked into each other and just disappeared into each other's bodies.
Yeah, I guess you're right then. Well, I guess it's just left.
And as, I kind of appear and I go, no, I didn't.
The camera stays with Hess, and she gently picks up Taryn's body, sort of lies her down with a little bit of grace.
Yeah.
And she says to nobody in particular, she says, I'm not grateful that Jarnell's dead. And she sort of takes a second and then comes through as well.
Ooh.
And the arse just fucking flashes.
Yeah. And the four of you stumble out, and it's bizarre because you stumble out and it's the same room, except it's not the same room. The temperature's lovely. It's like someone's got the kind of thermostat on perfectly. And you look around and you see where this was a blank room before, there are now tasteful rugs, throws, cushions, sort of like a kind of opium den sort of style here. Very much in the cult of Cyric style. There are big banners of Cyric everywhere.
Nice.
Also, there are no doors leading off of this. There is still the archway in the middle, and the archway still thrums. But you gather that this is a kind of a secret, well, maybe not a secret, but a room only opened via this archway.
Interesting. Does that mean that the other archways are lies?
Is this a... would I know this as a wizard? Someone's tiny room?
Oh, Leonid's tiny hut.
Hut, yes.
Does it's not, but it gives you the vibe.
Okay, so
it
this
certainly
sort
gives
of...
you the vibe.
Do you guys know about this? Do you guys know about this?
Is it like a TARDIS slash like bag of holding?
It's a spell that wizards can cast that creates kind of an Earth space for you to be inside.
Like the Room of Requirement.
Exactly.
Lyanna's Tiny Heart is more like, it's a thing that you create kind of in the space you're in though. Whereas this is like a pocket dimension. But yeah, very much that kind of like safe haven. You would know, I think from your good Arcana check earlier, you... Glitch, and knowing what you know about Cyric, you're like, you're confident this is a safe place for a long rest.
Great. Right. Well, we need that.
You may have it.
Oh,
yeah. And did I? Hang on. What's that I hear? What's? Oh my god. Oh my god.
Everybody's leveling up, and we're giving it everything. Yeah.
Yes, it's time to level up, everybody.
You better put the song in this time.
Imagine if I did it this time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, put it in one more time now.
Everybody's leveling up, and we're giving it everything. Yeah.
Listen, we can't keep playing.
Or can we?
No, we can't.
Okay. That was a lie.
Oh, the gate shuts.
You're trapped forever.
This is the truth room. You guys are leveling up. Two more levels.
Crikey, to 12?
Yeah. You're almost. Remember when level 20 was unfeasible and unwieldy? Well, we're not far away, everybody.
Yeah.
Interesting. So wait, can we do this now?
Do it right now. I think, well, I know not everyone's prepared it. So if there are any spells you want to go away and think about, looking at certain wizards,
yeah,
because I know it's a big long list, then feel free. But why don't you run, should we run through what we get?
Manage character and levels, let's do it. All right, so I'm gonna, thank you for the admin, Lawrence.
Pleasure.
So I'm gonna the two levels I'm gonna distribute between my two classes. So I'm gonna do one level on paladin, one level on barbarian, and whilst I don't get a extra attack for another couple of levels, which might mean I just go straight into barbarian next time. Mm. But I get to pick a barbarian subclass.
Mm.
And I'm going to get that's the Path of the Berserker.
Oh, it's flavorful.
Here he
comes. Oh, it's on the money.
Oh,
okay. So flavorful Path of Berserker. So Laurie, could you tell me what that does?
yes, I can.
Wait, I can do it now. the app unlocked it for me. All right. So channel rage into violent fury. Barbarians who walk the path of berserker direct their rage primarily towards violence. Their path is one of untrampled fury. Untrammeled.
Yeah, unstoppable. Unspigoted, for all sure.
Right. And they thrill into chaos of battle, and they allow their rage to seize and empower them.
Pretty sweet.
And with that, I get frenzy.
Yes.
At third level. Which, if you use Reckless Attack whilst your rage is active, you deal extra damage to the first target you hit on a turn with a single strength attack. To determine the extra damage, roll number, blah, 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 admin. But basically, I hit stuff when I'm angry.
Yeah.
And it goes badly for the things that I hit.
Great.
With extra hit dice.
Yes.
Which
you can,
is fun.
You've got your Reckless Attack and then the Fury, the Frenzy on top of that to really... That's pretty
whilst
dope.
I also get to choose a barbarian proficiency skill, which is based on my primal knowledge. In addition to my rage, you can channel primal power when you attempt certain tasks. Whenever you make an ability check using one of the following skills.
Oh, this is new, yeah.
So I can, whilst doing acrobatics, intimidation, perception, strength, or survival,
You can just get furious.
I could just get really angry when I do it.
Just be pissed off.
I just get really angry when I do it. And your strength. So when you use your ability, your strength represents the primal power coursing through you, honing your agility, bearing, and senses. So essentially, I get like a bit of a plus to those checks, I'm assuming.
I think you have to kind of use a rage.
Yeah. Is interesting though. So so the barbarian proficiency skills are broken down into animal handling, intimidation, nature, perception, or survival.
Yeah, that makes total sense, right? You're getting more in touch with your bestial side.
I feel like for Teddy though, like he's got a water familiar.
Yeah.
That makes me think animal handling, but like we don't encounter that many animals.
Do you have to choose now?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Nature feels kind of watery, but then I also like survival from a folk hero point of view, but like we don't do much survival stuff.
Well, you're not in the wilderness anymore. I mean, you might do. Yeah, I feel like...
Is it fucked up for me to go intimidation?
Not at all.
Not at all, man. Because I feel like... You're our muscle.
Yeah,
and
right?
And you've been cultivated rich boy, and now you're leaning into the more...
I'm going to go intimidation. Stuff. I also feel like Umbly would prefer that.
Yeah. Umbly would be on board. Yeah, for sure.
Go intimidation.
All right, that's you. Oh, and Paladin, you get to pick some new spells, right? Which you don't have to do right now, but you get some third level spells. I believe you get two spell slots.
Ability score, yeah, improvement, 8th level. I do. I get some. I get. We can do that in a bit, but I'll pick my spells separately for the next time before we play. But yeah,
you can always surprise us with them.
I get an extra 2 third level spell slots.
I think having had 0 before, right?
Yeah, no third level spell slots before. So level 3. Ooh. Whoa, there are some fucking spells here, guys. There are some spells here.
From what I remember, old school.
Oh, that's cool. They're like...
You get stuff like elemental weapons, quite fun. Make sure weapon do a bit more damage. You get revivify, which is bring people up if they get knocked out.
Yes, I do get revivify.
You can pick any of these. Remove curse, dispel magic.
Oh, yeah. So I can... that's actually so good. There are some really good ones here, but like there's also one called... Create food and water. I was just which I feel that like would be awesome too. That's a really helpful shit.
I made you a souffle. What's wrong?
Okay, I'm gonna read through these spells in my own time, and I'll pick two, and I'll surprise you guys next time. But you know, whether it's being a bacon of hope,
a bacon of hope, and create food and drink. Great.
So I could, there's a lot of stuff at third level which seems like I can buff you guys in quite a like significant way. And like dispel magic and remove curse and revivify feels like a no-brainer. Mm. So because I can just bring someone back to life, which is cool.
It's pretty cool.
Use that a lot in Baldur's Gate 3.
But like also creating unnecessary daylight and food and water does sound good too.
Being really annoying also sounds great. All right, Ted, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, I'm really up for that. I feel like that you, as you were saying, I feel like Teddy has been a good old fun posh boy, and he's still gonna have the silly voice. That won't change.
Don't worry, guys.
Because oh my god, it's sexy. but I do think there's leaning into the slightly more barbarian is fun. The raging and the path of the berserker, my ability to, I guess, refuse you as the DM sort of shit take on my rolling badly. I get to now respond to that in character by getting angry.
You still want to roll well.
Yeah, but like I get pluses to it now.
This is true. Now Vasek, what are you up to?
So it's pretty simple for me. Like I got some ability modifiers. So I've got a little wiser, I've got a little more dexterous. But the main thing that I've got is a new ability called Spell Storing Item.
Oh, hello.
Which is basically where, whenever I finish a long rest, I can store a first or second level artificer spell into a weapon. And at that point, you can basically use that spell twice as many times as my spellcasting modifier. So in my case, this is 8 uses.
Right.
And as far as I can tell, it doesn't have to be me.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, like, Teddy still has those javelins, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's so, still like, javelins.
I could put Tasha's Caustic Brew on those javelins, and you'd be able to, every time you throw them, basically throw Tasha's Caustic Brew.
Oh, so on board with that. That's so good. Would we have to prep that?
You have to do some like, you know, downtime admin to make
sure. Yeah, I have to do it on a long rest.
100%. Let's make sure that forever my javelins are more dangerous.
Forever.
Yeah. Can you enhance Glitch's leaps to be noxious as well?
Yeah.
Give him noxious guff.
Noxious guffs. That's pretty fucking cool. All right.
So that's basically me. I have also made some changes to my spells. Not particularly, but I've I've decided to attune protection from energy. So I can basically choose like a I can basically give people like thematically this is creating a potion that would give people resistance to like acid, cold, fire, lightning or thunder, which I think just might be quite useful.
A kind of lotion they can apply.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah.
All right, I love that. Okay. That sounds pretty good. I'm going to have to up the level of all the baddies.
Yeah.
Mm. And Glish, what have you got?
Also, just on before you do that, some more admin that I've discovered whilst going through my like little the barbarian goodness is that if you do that with the javelins of like making them caustic brew-esque, I've also selected javelin as my my weapon mastery.
Oh, you get a so bit now, extra.
Yeah, so like a little kind of soupçon on top of my javelin hit you in the face with caustic brew is that it also will reduce your speed until the start of the next turn.
Oh, that's very cool.
Because it will pin them in place.
You're going for the calves. Oh, yeah. Going for the tendons.
Yeah, good.
Fucking lovely.
This is excellent.
Well, I regret this.
Yeah, it's good. Don't worry, because I'm going to use all of my magic to create food and water.
Excellent.
All your spell slots. Guys, I've got nine loaves of ham.
Another pie.
Did you say a loaf of ham?
Yeah, exactly. He's creating ham loaves left, right, and centre.
This is an insane spell. You create 45 pounds worth of food and 30 gallons of water on the ground or in containers within range.
I think they probably mean the weight, not the money.
Yeah, 45 quid's worth. But like, yeah, but small shop and this cost of living crisis, am I right? 20 kilos of ham loaf.
So you got... You're both useful in fending off hazards or malnutrition and dehydration. When we were on the desert island, that would have been sick.
Oh, imagine.
But the food
that is a dumb sentence, by the way. You could use it to block a door or eat.
Yeah. The food is bland but nourishing.
Wow. Enough about like the UK's Dutch cuisine, food. Mate.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
And in a very Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 note, it will also spoil after 24 hours.
Oh, great. Okay, cool.
Let's find a drying rack.
All right, that's enough. Sorry, Pat. I didn't mean to with my admin.
We needed the full... We needed the full...
Whole gamut.
The full gamut.
All three barrels. I also get stronger.
Oh, that's very mysterious.
I go up two levels.
Yes.
And that's all I'm willing to say.
Oh, that's classic. Classic. Some classic pad stuff there.
And you'll have to keep a close eye on me from now on, I'd say.
Oh, no.
Have you become an emu?
I've taken two levels.
You've become Rod Hull.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Glitch emerges from his bed with some kind of annoying puppet.
That does sound... Bed? Yeah, I suppose it was a long rest. Like the rest of us were just like, you know, like polishing our armor, getting ready, and you just like zipped up into a sleeping bag.
Yeah, exactly.
And just,
I don't sleep because I'm a half elf, but like it's, you know, it's like
you form into your chrysalis.
Yeah, exactly. And I emerge a butterfly. No, I've got a lot of cool shit happens in those two levels, but I'll get back to you. You'll see. I think it's the best.
You'll all see.
Hess,
I think, treats her wounds and sort of is.
Does she level up?
I think she's way higher level, so I don't think she does.
Oh.
Okay. I know.
My Divine Smite is now 4d8.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. 4 ones.
Is there anything the three of you need to talk about while you're resting? And
I've got some prep that I could be doing, but
I think so.
It depends
if
Glitch still eyeballing me with.
I bury the hatchet in Teddy's head. No, I'm sure if we're resting, I think surely that's got to wear off, right?
It wears off 10 minutes after it was first imbued.
Right.
So I think not long after you sitting down and sort of starting to tend things, and you're probably still under your breath going, "Don't trust that guy. Don't trust that stupid." And then as soon as
the soup is there.
A soup.
Fuck you. Fuck you all. It's the end of a hot day. We've done ever so well.
Yep.
Everyone's been really on board. Don't drag me into the soup now. The soup of my own making.
Oh, it's such a hot broth.
Listen, the gazpacho feeling that you had before of the cold water and it's gone, it just recedes perfectly. Imagine a gazpacho.
I want to be in gazpacho right now.
Yeah. I think I don't notice that happening. And I'm just like, Teddy, pass me a pen. Whilst I'm like scribbling down in my spell book, and I look at you, you're cowering in a corner.
No, I
did. Come on, bring me a pen.
I've got a
quill. There's a quill there. Just come on.
Okay, I guess I pass it to him.
Yeah, I mean, you're not. You know, you sense a change around.
Why are you being weird? You're a weirdo.
I give him the pen. I go get up and go sit next to Vasa.
The emotion has switched from fear back to the good old reliable frustration.
Yeah, the frustration.
I look up at you, big eyes, and I go, chicken or fish? Chicken or fish tonight?
Oh, no, the chicken would be... Chicken,
yeah.
I feel like chicken tonight.
He feels like chicken tonight. Do you feel like chicken tonight?
Is it? What kind of chicken?
All right, I'll get on din. Start making dinner as if nothing has happened.
Well, should we? Why do we leave you three here having a nice, you know,
chicken tonight?
One of those classic family memories where someone's really screwed the pooch. Well, not literally, I hope. And then everyone just pretends it didn't happen over dinner, right? And you just all sort of go back to being, it's fine, no one shouted at anyone, no one was angry.
Yeah. No.
There's more garlic bread than we had hoped for. And
in fact,
so everything's fine.
Roundup, like, so we're sitting around having a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Hess is here.
Hess is also kind of, shell-shocked.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, like, PTSD right through her. We've left a dead body through an ethereal door. But there is chicken. Chicken tonight.
I guess
tonight.
I sort of look up at some point the silence of dinner and be like, anyone know where we are? Like, what is this, by the way?
This is quite weird. And then does the Happy Days music just play?
It's quite a nice room. I mean, oh, that's a question. Can you pop your head back out the arch?
Do you know what, Pads? That's a perfect question because it will take us to the end of the episode.
Right, okay.
You can and you may if you'd like to.
Can I just have a little look? I guess I'm maybe checking on the corpse.
Yeah, I'm sure. This is sort of, I'm imagining this is during the course of the rest.
Yeah.
Maybe just before you go to bed, you thought, I'll just have a little look.
Yeah.
And you pop your head back out of the arch. And you sort of blink because you go back and it's... seems to be the same room, and you jump because there is the dead body of Taryn as Hess left it, very, you know, in repose. And you look around, you sort of eyeing the walls a little bit, and you sort of turn around and look where your own body should be, and are thrilled by not being able to see it. You can't quite see your own neck to see the MRI cross section
up and down thing.
Yeah, really good. I pretend to be in a canoe. Yeah,
and you look around the room and you see the torches mounted on the walls are still lit. Everything seems to be the same, but then you look to the door that you came in, and in fact, you look to all four of the doors, and they are now all closed once more.
Okay,
and you think a little bit strange, but maybe that's a problem for after we've rested.
Sure,
and you pull. And there's anything else you want to see here?
Was one thing I wanted to try very quickly. Do I have something in my... Oh, one of the teeth.
Sure.
Yeah. Whilst I'm out of popping my head out of the archway, I just spin one of the teeth on the floor and then jump back through the arch. And then at the end of dinner, can I just pop my head back out again and see if it's still spinning?
Oh, great. Yeah. You can absolutely do that. From the perspective of anyone who's in the room, in the original room.
Yep.
They see you pop out, they see you put the teeth down, you spin, and you go back in.
Mm-hmm.
The teeth spins, falls to the floor. And time passes, and you pop your head back out, and the tooth's still there. But it's fallen on the floor and has been still.
Ah, okay. Damn. All right. I was trying to see whether we were in where time didn't pass.
Yeah, fine.
Cool.
I take the tooth again and go, fucking teeth. And I'll go back in.
And then you pop back into the sanctuary.
Time's still moving out there, by the way.
And the the camera stays in that room, and the torches flicker in the dark room here. And after a while, after all three of you have gone to sleep, suddenly one of the 13 torches goes out.
Well, that's fucking sinister.
Yeah, why is it gonna be so light? Why are you gonna be like that?
Can't all be easy, can it? We'll find out next time on Fancy!
Oh,